So last time I left off with a little bit of a question in terms of Asteris and the Chazonish. Does anyone have any thoughts on the matter, by the way? I encouraged everyone to think about this. If you want to share them with me personally, you can. Some of you have. If you want to share them with the whole Shire, that would also be wonderful. If not, so let us begin. And before we return to that question of the Chazon Ish, I'd like to think about a related question, and then I think with that we'll come to the Chazon Ish. And I apologize for not sending the Makoros earlier. The reason why I didn't is because really I didn't plan to talk about this. My goal was to move on to the Ramban and the Rambam. And last night, when I was preparing for the shiur, and this morning, I sort of got carried away a little bit. So that's why we're not doing really what we should be doing. But I hope you forgive me. So let's ask a question. The question I want to ask is: do tzaddikim need hishtadlus? Need to do hishtadlus? And again, we're going to get back to the Nevardik or Mahalik after this is done. There's a different answer for them. We're going to have a chance to talk about it. But I'd like to consider some other Makoros first. So the first source I want to consider with you, which you should have on your source sheets, is a Ramban in Parshas Vayishlach. And what I'll do, just to make things easier, is because I know that it's not so easy to find everything on that source sheet, is I'll just put it in the chat for now. Okay, so the Ramban writes like this, and I want you to also know that this, I'm thinking about this. It's not these are some initial thoughts that we're going to be sharing this morning. So the Ramban writes like this: Nichtva Parsha Hazos. So why is Parshas, the encounter between Yaakov and Esav, recorded in the Torah? Ramban, kedarko, with almost every story where it's not obvious, he has to address the question: well, what is this story? Right? We don't have that many stories about the Avos, for example, about anywhere in Torah. So if a story is recorded in the Torah, it's because there's something we need to learn from it. Sometimes that's a little more obvious, and sometimes it's a little less obvious. So here the Ramban's trying to say, well, why is this story here, and what are we supposed to gain from it? So the Ramban writes, Lahodia, it's here to teach us, ki hitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu es avdo v'ga'alom yad chazak mimenu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Yaakov Avinu and redeemed him from a enemy, Esav, who's much stronger than he was. Vayishlach malach v'yatzilehu. And he sent a malach, we'll leave that untranslated for now, and saved him. So Hashem saved Yaakov, and that's obviously very important for us to know. That's number one. Number two, ulilamdenu od shehu lo batach b'tzidkaso bishtadel b'hatzala b'chol yecholto. He did not rely upon his righteousness, but rather did maximal hishtadlus, hishtadel behatzala b'chol yicholto. In other words, Yaakov was a tzaddik, and so might have thought that if I'm a tzaddik, I could be boteach b'tzidkaso. There's an additional issue here, which was there was also avtacha, but for now Ramban is not addressing that point. He just says batach b'tzidkaso. So you might have thought that Yaakov could have had more bitachon and therefore done less hishtadlus. But that's not true. Yaakov does every hishtadlus. He's sends the gifts. He prepares for war. He does maximal hishtadlus. As we've seen in the previous weeks, bitachon doesn't imply a lack of hishtadlus. And indeed, we see Yaakov doing that. And that's true even though he's a tzaddik. So it seems pretty straightforward if all we have is this Ramban, that a tzaddik must do hishtadlus. Now, there are times that when we look in Ramban, we find Ramban saying that people did too much hishtadlus. Just to take one example, from the Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha, which I just again shared in the chat. So the Ramban over there says that Avram Avinu should not have gone down to Egypt, perhaps disagreeing with Rashi. Vida, ki Avram Avinu chata chet gadol bishkaga, shehevi ishto hatzadekes b'michshol avon mipnei pachdo pen yeharguhu. Avram Avinu sinned a great sin by endangering his wife, or I shouldn't say endangering, putting her into a michshol. And she was a tzadekes, so it's interesting, that sounds like that might be relevant, because of his fear lest he be killed. V'haya lo livtoach b'Hashem sheyatzil oso ves ishto ves kol asher lo. He should have had bitachon. He should have had bitachon that Hashem would save him. In other words, this form of hishtadlus was incorrect. The truth is, actually, interestingly enough, Ramban, going back to the Ramban in Parshas Vayishlach, also says that Yaakov's hishtadlus in sending emissaries to Esav was inappropriate. Why wake a sleeping dog? Machzik bozne kelev, as Chazal point out. But that's a little more ambiguous because it's not clear that Yaakov's error was a lack of bitachon. Could have just been that he was too scared. And a better approach should have been just try to avoid confrontation. So, but this example is a much better raya, because here it's absolutely clear in Ramban that Avram's chet was a lack of bitachon, right? Like he says, he should have been boteach b'Hashem, and he shouldn't have been afraid. So again, Vayelo Livtoach b'Hashem Sheyatzilo So Ves Ishto Ves Kol Shelo Ki Yesh BeElohim Koach Lazor Latzil, because Hashem can save. In other words, it's almost like Avram Avinu was acting in a way that, you know, this is how you would act if Hashem couldn't intervene, but he can, and therefore Avram Avinu should act differently. Gam Yitzias Min Haaretz Shenitztav Ela B'Tchila Mepnei harav avon asher chata ki ha'alokim b'rav yifdenu mimaves. So really, we have the double mess up here. Just leaving, there's first of all putting Sarah in the precarious situation, and second of all, just leaving Eretz Yisrael. He should have had bitachon in Hashem. So then we have to ask, okay, well, what's the difference between Avram Avinu and Yaakov? Clearly, the Ramban says that Yaakov was correct in the hishtadlus that he did, and yet Avram Avinu was incorrect. Now, we can give a number of chilukim. I think some might be alluded to in the words of the Ramban, some are more speculative, but there are a number of obvious differences. First of all, Avram Avinu was in Eretz Yisrael because Hashem told him to be there, which might have meant that a higher level of bitachon was appropriate. Number two is because Avram Avinu is hishtadlus put Tzadekes, his wife Sarah, into a precarious situation. That's also not true for Yaakov's hishtadlus. I would add, though, that obviously these distinctions are somewhat subtle, and that's why someone as great as Avram could err. In other words, Avram made a mistake. He did excessive hishtadlus. He should have had bitachon. So we see then that there is such a thing as a chet, and Ramban calls it a chet gadol, by having insufficient bitachon and doing excessive ishtadlus. And that's, it is a chet gadol. But also, obviously, it's something that's somewhat subtle. Avram Avinu was a tzaddik, and the fact that he made this mistake indicates that it's sometimes very hard to know what to do. So I don't think that we can prove from this second Ramban from Parshas Lech Lecha that that we can't prove from here that a tzaddik can't have shouldn't do ishtadlus, because I think the more relevant makor is the Ramban from Vayishlach, where he says that a tzaddik should do hishtadlus. So again, what do we see? We do see that there are times that a person could do too much hishtadlus, and factors that might be relevant to that are the bitachon, where Hashem tells you to be in a certain place, and moreover, where you're endangering somebody else. But generally speaking, from Yaakov, we see a tzaddik should have hishtadlus, and that's the lesson we're actually even meant to learn from Avram Avinu. Now, I'm going to send you another makor. This is another Ramban. This is a Ramban from Bechukosai that might be very relevant here. It's a very famous Ramban where he talks about the question of going to doctors. And Ramban is somewhat negative. Everybody could see these messages I'm sending, right? Yeah, okay, good. So you know what, actually, before we even read the Ramban, let's take one step back. This is, again, a Ramban, one of the doctors, but let's start with a Gemara. And the Gemara, what does the Gemara say? Ramban is going to refer to the Gemara, but let's take a quick look at the Gemara first. The Gemara is like this. I'll just talk to you outside. The Gemara says, Tam Dreva Ishmal, Irapo Yirape, Mikan Shinitna Rishus Lerofe Lerapos. So the Pasuk tells me that there's Rishus for a Rofe to be Mirape. What do I need Rishus for? Why might I have thought it was Usser? And I need Exeris HaKasav to be Matirit. Explains Rashi, Nitna Rishus Lerofim Lerapos, the Lo Amrinan Rachmana Machi, the Ihu Masi. So I'll just put that in the chat. Rashi says that what's the Havamina? You might have thought that it's inappropriate because you're contravening the divine will. After all, Hashem made this guy sick, and now you're fighting God, right? God, who made him sick? Hashem. And now by attempting to cure him, so you're fighting God. So therefore, we need a pasuk saying, no, that's wrong. Nitan rishus lerofe lerapos. An important question would be, what does rishus imply? Does it mean it's a mitzvah? We paskin that it is, but you could have read the Gemara as just mutter. We assume, though, that once it's mutter, then mimela, it's a mitzvah. Because once it's mutter, so then vade, I have to do it. But still, what's ambiguous is this is only stated with respect to the rofe. It's definitely a mitzvah for the rofe to be merape. But does that mean the chola should go to the rofe? So that might a little be unclear, right? The heter is given vis-a-vis the rofe. But that's the chiddush. So the chiddush is, according to Rashi, that we would have thought you shouldn't contravene the divine will, kamash balan. If we take a look at the Ramban, so the Ramban, different Ramban, the Ramban quotes this in Bechukosai, we'll get to it in a minute, but he also quotes it in Torah Sa'adam. Torah Sa'adam is the Ramban's work on Hilchos Avelos, and he addresses the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, the halachos, but also the hashkafos of Bikur Cholim, and generally speaking, visiting a rofe. This quote isn't a direct quote, but I think it's more or less accurate. I'm quoting this from the tour, this citation I just sent you, which is in Yoredeya, Halachos Bikur Cholim, and he quotes the Ramban. So what does he say? Tanu Rabbi Rishmal, Rabbi Rabbi Mikan Nitna Rishus LaRofi LaRapos, Shelo Yomar, Mali Litzar Hazeh, Shema Et'eh, V'nimtzeisi Horeg Nefashos B'shogeg, V'hu she yizar ma'od ma'od kemo sheroi lizar b'dinin fashos. So pshat number one. So in the Ramban, we'll see, he says the second pshat in a moment, it's not like Rashi. What's the hava mina? The hava mina that you couldn't do refua is what? You might have said, the rofe could say, look, you know, what do I need this for? I might kill the guy. Maybe it's better for me to play it safe and not practice medicine. That's the hava mina. Now, why doesn't he learn like Rashi in this first pshat? Maybe because a difficulty in Rashi's pshat is if Rashi is right, then you could ask, well, maybe all hishtadla should be wrong. In other words, is there a hava mina that I shouldn't pursue a parnasa? Hashem wants me to be wealthy, so I'll be wealthy. Any hishtadlus, we could ask that shaila. So the Rambam thinks that this question of the Gemara, the hava mina that we need exeris hakasav to be mati refua, it can't be just, oh, the hava mina was I should, by doing hishtadlus, I'm contravening the divine will. Because if that were true, if that were the pshat, so then you have that child always. And the answer is it's obvious that we're supposed to do ishtablos, as we've seen in past weeks. So that can't be the havamina. So that must be a local havamina. The havamina is that every time a doctor treats a patient, they might actually be killing the patient. And therefore, maybe better to just play it safe. Kamash Malan, no. You should treat. You just have to be very, very, very careful not to kill the patient. Okay. Now the Ramban gives a second shot, though. Yes, Zev.
Is it possible to say that, like, kind of like the exact opposite of the Ramban, that is the question of the Gemara, and the Gemara is just saying, how do you know you have to put a shadlis, and here's an answer, and this is like a local, this is like the source that could be sprinkled.
Yeah, it could be. It may, that might even be the way Rashi reads it. But, what I'm trying to understand, Ramban, in shot number one, is disagreeing with Rashi. Right? So whenever you see the Ramban disagreeing with Rashi, we have to figure out why is he disagreeing with Rashi? What's wrong with Rashi's pshat? Rashi learns like you. So why didn't he say like Rashi? And I would even add Rashi maybe is even more pashut. So maybe the answer is the Ramban felt that this Havamina is specifically Shaykh to Refuah. So maybe that's why he didn't learn like Rashi. Now, I would add that even in Rashi, you could respond that Rashi would say this isn't dafka about ishtadlos, it's unique to medicine, because maybe the pshat is that, okay, why should a person get a job? First of all, because and sheshes yamim tavod and the like, the Torah explicitly is matir that. But even more than that, it's not the pshat that there's a divine decree that the guy is poor, and by going and earning a living, you're contravening the divine will. That's not the pshat. It's true, if I don't work, I might not have any money, but it's not the pshat that there's a gzeira. Masha'en Kane, when it comes to refuah, so minastam, you're healthy. You get sick all of a sudden. So what does that mean? Hashem is sending you a sickness. So it's dafka legabe choli that I have a havamina that I shouldn't go ahead and pursue medical treatment because I'm contravening the divine plan. Kamash, well, no, even here we don't say that. Now let's look at the second answer of Rashi in a second. Yes, you have a question, Ali, but let's see one more answer of the Ramban and then I'll go back to your question. Inami, so Ramban continues, another pshat. So the Havamina is that you shouldn't say Hashem brings the illness and who am I to be Mirape? This sounds like Rashi. Now there's in second Shati Taka learns like Rashi. Let's read on a little bit more. Shekein ein darkens of Adam berefuos al shenagu shenamar. We're going to have to read that very carefully. What does that mean? Shinahagu. Adkan. Okay, sorry. Bala lamdenu shenitna lo rishus l'rapos. Mitzvahi. And once it's rishus, then says the Ramban, it's a mitzvah. Uvichlal pikuach nefesh hu v'azar zareiz meshubach v'mone atzma reiz eshevich damim. Not only that, but should you go ahead and say, all right, what do I need this tzara? Right, let me just play it safe. It's not just that you're acting inappropriately and forgoing a mitzvah, but mamish your shofech damim. The guy died, and you could have saved him. it may be that even this a second pshat isn't exactly like Rashi, and you see that more explicitly in Ramban al Torah. I think he's merames to it over here, in quoting the pasuk by Asa. As I said, we'll see it in a moment more explicitly in Parshat Bechukosai, where the Havamina was that because the Chola should have gone to God, right? Like he quotes in the Pasuk. This is a Pasuk in Devei HaYamim. It's about Asa, who was one of the Malchei Beis David. And it says that he was Chote, because Gam b'chol yo lo darash Hashem ki berofim. And the impression is that that's the wrong thing to do. Asa was acting inappropriately. So what does that teach me? That teaches me that going to doctors is inappropriate. So the Ramban says, so you see from here, Taka, that it is inappropriate. And now the question is actually, so what is the Gemara and Bava Kamma teaching us? Is it inappropriate or is it appropriate? Is it just reshus for rofe? So I think to have a better understanding of that, we'll have to go to the Ramban al Torah, where he elaborates. You know, it's an interesting question. Is there nafkamina between Rashi and Ramban? You could say maybe. I don't know. Maybe what about for a guy? According to Rashi, maybe it's aser, because there's no exact akasa of being mati, right? According to Ramban, in this first shot, I mean to say, there's never a havamina that a rofe doesn't have rishus. The havamina was he might just think he mali litzar zu, so he could still cure him if he wants. Or we could say adarabba. It's only, as the Ramban notes from a number of psukim, as we'll see, there's a much higher level of ashkacha for a yid, and therefore the only havamina Asrin Rifu is for a yid, Kamash Malan even for a yid, it's mutter. So again, to better appreciate that, we're going to read the Ramban in Bechukosai carefully now, which I already sent you, and we'll try to figure out what his view is. Because again, if in fact he is taking a negative view about going to doctors, that's very relevant for our question of whether tzaddikim need to do hishtablas, right? That's our question. Do tzaddikim need to do hishtablas? We have one Ramban that says absolutely yes. We have another Ramban that says sometimes no. It's not really Akasha. We now have this Ramban and Bechukosai, and Ramban to some degree is going to say in Bechukosai that, and we'll read it inside in a moment, that a tzaddik, at the very least, like Asa, or maybe Chizkiyahu, was wrong for going to doctors. And if that's true, if the Ramban is teaching us that a tzaddik shouldn't go to a doctor, then we have to ask a kasha of why was it that Yaakov was correct in doing maximal ishtadlus in his war against Esav, or his preparations for battle. Yes, Ellie, you had a question before.
Yeah, I had a question. I think the Ramban answers. I was basically going to ask the question we're asking now. How do we know from the Gemara that it's a rishus and that it's a chiyuv and not a rishus, but I think that's what we're asking. So,
well, no. I think the answer to that is once it's a rishus memela, at least klape the rofe, it's a chiyuv. That's pashat. Now, what I think you're right, that's ambiguous from the Gemara, is what about mitzad v'chola? In other words, the Gemara is for addressing the rofe. And the conclusion of the Gemara is that since there's rishus for the rope l'rapos, there's a chiyuv for the rope to be merape. That's pashat. But what is unclear is, but should the chola go to a doctor? The Gemara doesn't address that explicitly. You could say that it's implied that it's mutter and maybe a chiyuv, but that's not as explicit. And as I said, that we're going to see the Ramban and Bukhukosai address directly. So let's take a look and read this Ramban together in Bukhukosai, which is, again, the one I sent you just a minute ago. The klal. So the klal in these matters is kibios Yisrael shleimim v'hem rabim. When Bnei Yisrael are shalem and rabim, lo yisnaheg in yanam b'teva klal. They are not subject to teva whatsoever. So what does he mean by this? He's saying, look, if you simply look at Parshas Bechukosai, for example, what does the Pesukim say? In Bechukosai Teilechu, Vez Mitzvosai Teshmu, Vez Yisem Osam, Menasa Digishmecham Bitam, Menas Nahar Tidla, Vez Asadetim Priyo, Ve Daesh, Batsir, you're going to be your enemies, Vechule, Vechule, Vechule. So what does that mean? Right? So we all know that on a level of Teva, there is no association between righteousness and rain. And yet, the Pasuk promises that if you're righteous, then there'll be rain. Says Ramban, what do you see from there? That when Klal Yisrael as a whole are acting as they should in their land, so then they won't be subject to normal Teva at all. Now, he's saying it B'lashon Rabim because the Brachos in Bechukosai are said to the Rabim. Right? In Bechukosai Teilechu, that's Mesosai Tishmeru, and that's the Dikim and Bitam. So, Klal Yisrael, if they're acting as they should, are Zoycha to this tremendous Hashkacha that they will not be subject to Tav at all. Lo Begufa, the Lo Be'artza, Lo Bechlalam, the Lo Be'achim Mehem. The individual and the Rabbin will be free. Ki Varech Hashem, Lachmam, Umeimam, V'yasir machalam mikirbam, ad shelo yitztarchu l'rofe ulehishtamer b'derech midarkei refuas klal. They won't need a doctor. Kemo she'amar ki ani Hashem roifecha. So, if Klal Yisrael are as they should be on their land, following the Torah, there'll be no need for doctors. Why? Ani Hashem roifecha. Hashem will be our doctor. The chain, so that's with respect to Klal Yisrael. So far, from what he said, I still don't know what that means for an individual tzaddik, right? Certainly a tzaddik that might be living at a time when the rest of Klal Yisrael aren't tzaddikim, bad masam. So in that case, what about him? Should he go to the doctor? So the Ramban continues. V'kach hayu atzadikim osim bizman hanivuah. This was the approach of tzadikim bizman hanivuah. So that's obviously an important limitation in terms of applying it nowadays. It is not, we don't have nevi'im. If we're sick, we can't go to a nevi and say, you know, what's wrong with me? What do I need to do? Why is Hashem sending this to me? But at least, Bizman HaNevuah, the derech of tzaddikim was to not go to a doctor, but to go to a Navi. Gam ki yikreim avon sheyicholu v'lo yidrashu b'rofim rak b'nevi'im. Such that if they sinned and became sick, they wouldn't go to the doctors, but to the Nevi'im. Kinyan, now there's a question here of the Girsa. Standard printings of the Ramban say, Kinyan Chizkiyahu b'chaloso. Probably the more correct Girsa is Asa, actually, because the Pasuk he's about to say refers to Asa. V'amar kasuv gam b'chal yolo darash es Hashem ki b'rofim. Didn't say him, kibirofim. So Asa was chote because he went to the doctors, implying that the tzaddik bizman hanevuah shouldn't go to doctors. If you go raise Chizkiyahu over here, then he's making 2 points. It's point it's true both by Chizkiyahu and by Asa. If it's Chizkiyahu, it's referring to Malachim Beis, as you see over here, Perek Chath, Sukkim Aleph through Gimel. So either way, now the Ramban interprets that pasuk. V'ilu hayadavar harofim nog bahem, ma tam shiaskir harofim, ki ein ha'asham rak bavor shelo darash Hashem. In other words, you might have said that what was wrong with what Asa did? Asa should have also gone to a Navi. And his chait was that he only went to doctors. So the Ramban says, if that were true, so then it should have said that his chait was he didn't go to a Navi. But that's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk says that his chait was A, he went to doctors, B, he didn't go to a Navi. Gam b'chal yolo darash es Hashem ki b'rofim. So the Ramban is medayek. From here we see that going to Rofim is wrong. It's not enough to also go to Nevi'im, but one must exclusively go to Nevi'im. In other words, going to Rofim is inappropriate hishtadlos for, at the very least, a tzaddik bizman and nevuah. Avahu kasher yomar adam lo achal ploni matzah v'gam matzah b'chaga matzos ki'im chametz. Right? In other words, if you said that, you'd be saying he did two things wrong. Number one, he didn't eat matzah. Number two is he ate chametz. Two averos. Here are two. Avera number one is he didn't go to the Navi. Avera number two is he went to the doctor. Aval ha-doresh Hashem b'Navi lo yedrosh b'rofim. So someone who is doresh Navi doesn't need to go to doctors. Umach chelak l'rofim b'veis oisei ritzon Hashem. There's no place for doctors amongst those that are osei ritzon Hashem. Achar shivtiach uvirech eslach mocha vesmeimecha vasirosi machalam mikirbecha v'rofim ein maseim rak alamachal v'amashka lizar mimenu u'tzavos olav. What do rofim do? They tell you healthy food. And the attitude of the boteach is someone who appreciates that uvirech eslach mocha vesmeimecha. V'chach amru Kol esrim v'tartin shanin de malach rabba. Rav Yosef afilu umno leveise lo kara. Now this is very significant. Because until this point I could have said, okay, great, this was bizman ha-Nevi'im, when you could go to a Navi. But in the post-prophetic world, this is totally irrelevant. But at the very least, Ramban doesn't seem to be saying that, because he gives an example of someone in the post-prophetic world not going to a doctor. Now, from the Gemara itself, there's actually no raya over there. If you take a look at Rashi, in the Gemara he's quoting, he says that that was because of Kvod Hanasi. He might have gone to doctors. It's just the Uman didn't come to his house because of the Kvod Hanasi. So the Gemara itself isn't muchach, if you learn, for example, like Rashi over there. But the Ramban, his understanding of that Gemara is teaching us that that even in a post-prophetic world, by Ovdei Hashem, so there's no place for doctors. But even that's not so clear. Maybe that just means that Hashem gave him special shmira, and the reason why I didn't need to call a doctor, Uman literally means a blood letter, but it basically means medical treatment, is because it wasn't necessary because of the shmira. In other words, is Ramban saying that you see from there that even when you're sick, you shouldn't go to the doctor? That's a little bit more ambiguous, so let's read on. V'amashalahem tir'eh de'lo pasich le'mitzvasa pasich le'asya. V'hu ma'amaram she'in darkam shal b'nei adam b'refuos ela shenagu. So we already saw the Ramban and Tarsa Adam allude to this Gemara as well. And we have to figure out what does he mean. E'in darkam shal b'nei adam b'refuos ela shenagu. So the Ramban now explains what exactly that means. Ilu lo haya darkam b'refuos Yechla Adam kefi asher yalav onesh chato v'yisrap be'beratzon Hashem. If it wasn't darka mirifuos, so what would it be? So if you got sick, that would reflect an onesh. And how would you get better? You do tshuva. Aval nahagu berefuos. Vashem henicham. I'm sorry, aval heim nahagu berefuos. Vashem henicham lemikrei hatavai. But, and this is a fascinating idea, they were knowing berefuos, and therefore Hashem henicham lemikrei hatavai. Now, here we have, I think, a very interesting idea, an idea that we might see in other Rambans elsewhere. The Ramban seems to be saying, in a certain sense, that if a person lives a supernatural life, so then Hashem will relate to them in a higher level of hashgacha. And if Hashem, if a person does not, in other words, they follow after Teva, so then they'll be left to Teva. If you take a look in your source sheets, there's an interesting Ramban from Eov. Let me see if I could find it that might be relevant over here. And as we'll see, Ramban's position on Hashgacha is very complex. How do you read the famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, for example? So it is not an easy asek to figure out the Mahalach of the Ramban. We will work on it. But let's just look at one more source. This is a Ramban from Eov in his Hakdama. It's later on in your sheets, and for now I'll just put it in the chat. I'll read it together with you now. And then there's another Ramban from Eov that we need to see as well. But you know what? Let's just start with this one. We're getting a little overwhelmed here. So this Ramban says like this: Davri yadua ki amuna biyadiya sakal yisborach b'mini hashvalim mishem hashkachaso b'chlalam uvefratam pinos gedolos mitoras Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom. The idea of hashkacha is one of the central principles of the Torah. Ki ha-kofer b'zeh ha-kofer b'torah b'chlal. Someone denies hashkacha, they're denying Torah entirely. V'chein ha-kofer b'hashkacha sh'yom ha-shein ha-bori mashkiach b'vnei Adam. For example, if, or likewise, if a person says, Hashem isn't Mashkiach, whether we do good or bad, Hashem sort of created the world maybe, but left it. Or, so either you deny God knows, or you acknowledge God knows what's going on, but you say that still, he knows what's going on, but whatever happens in the world is just mikra, lo b'chefetz, eloka, u'v'kavana. So, without God's chayfetz and kavana gamzel ein lo chelak liolam haba. An important yisod in this Ramban, he's saying that you lose your chelak liolam haba not just for doing averos, but you do averos. Kol Yisrael yesom chelak liolam haba. But if you're a kofer, not just a kofer biker, but a kofer nashkacha, so then you have no chelak liolam haba. The lo zichron b'tzdaka b'torah lo b'mitzvoseb lo yudeihem. It almost sounds like he's saying that there's no. Even if you do mitzvos, but if you're, what do they call that? Orthoprax, right? You don't, you do the mitzvos, but you don't believe. So you also have no chelak in olam haba. Ki lo yichuvan aleihem v'af lo b'nevuah, ki ha-nevuah hashkacha gedola b'emes. Okay, good. So that's one thing that the Ramban might says in his Hakdama to Yov. There's another source. Let me just try to pull it up because I didn't set it aside from Eov. That's relevant here. Um, Whoops. Uh-huh. I'm in the wrong place. I'm sorry. I'm looking in the wrong document. This is the one that he alludes to in his Bereshis Yud Ches. Sorry about this. One second. Okay. Okay. Here in the chat. So this is the Ramban in he's describing a tzaddik's connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that if a tzaddik is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then he won't be subject to teva. Ad ki hachasid hagamor hadavek be'elokav tamid. Velo yipareid hidabek b'machshav tobo b'inyan minyanei ha'olam. To the degree to which if a person, if a tzaddik, is totally connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's never made siach das from Hashem. Yianishmar tamid mikol mikrei hazman afilu ha'havayim ha'hovim b'teva. He'll be totally protected from all mikrei hazman, even those things that happen naturally. So what's the Ramban saying over here? That if a tzaddik is totally focusing on Hashem, and this is obviously an extremely high madrega, right? But he's totally focusing on Hashem, and he's never mesiach das from Hashem, so then he's totally not subject to teva. And the Ramban says such a person transcends almost his humanity. Put that in the chat also. Right. This. Oh, did I send this? No, I didn't send it. Oops, sorry. That such a person who is constantly clinging to Hashem, thinking of Hashem, is dabik to Hashem. The Rambam says a similar thing, but now we're in Ramban, right? If he elevates himself above his physicality and is a totally ruchniyistic person, so then he's not subject to gashmius, he's not subject to teva, he's not subject to mikrei ha'olam. And so if he's a chassid gamor, who's Davik Belokav Tamid, so then he becomes a malach. A malach isn't subject to teva and mikra and the like. He's Nishmar Tamid, we call mikra hazman. A person could become a malach. And if a person becomes a malach, so then he's not subject to teva, right? That's what the Ramban writes over here in Eov. So the Ramban over here, the Ramban that we are learning in Bechukosai might be saying a similar thing. He's saying that someone who, you know, are we subject to Teva? In a sense, that's up to us. That's how he's learning that Gemara in Brachos. Ilu lo hayadarka mirafuos Yechla Adam Kafi Asher Yalav Onesh Chato Visrape Bratzon Hashem. Aval Heim Nagu Berfuos Vashem Hinicham Lamikrea Tavayim. So it's up to us. But in order to be above Mikrei Tevayim and thereby not need a Rofe, you need to be at a very high Madrega. Continuing in Ramban, Vizuhi Kavanasam Be'amram Virapo Yirape. Now we can go back to the Gemara Bava Kama and understand it correctly. This is what the Gemara means. Mikan Shenitna Rishus L'Rofe L'Rapos. Lo amru shenitna rishus l'chola l'hisrapos. The Gemara didn't say anything about the chola. El kevan shechala chola uvalis rapos kinag berefuos. If a chola gets sick, and he's going to get cured, kinag berefuos, right? He's chosen to live a life where he has shaychus to teva. He hasn't elevated himself above Teva. He has Hesach Hadas from thinking about a Kaddish Baruch Hu. V'hu lo aya me'adas Hashem shechalkan b'chayim. He's not a chassid gamor. Ein l'rofe lesser atmo mirfuaso. The rofe shouldn't say, no, I'm not going to cure you. Lo mipnei shcha shema yamos b'yado. That was the first pshat in the Ramban in Tarsa Adam. Since the mice is an expert physician, the lob avor shiomar ki Hashem levada hu arofe kol basar shekvar nago, and not for the second reason as well. Why? Shekvar nago. And once kvar nago, then human beings are indeed subject to teva. And Mimela, they have to go to doctors, and Mimela doctors to cure them. Valkain, Hadashib Haditzib, Shehiku Zesa, Bevido Beagrof, Yesh Alabaka Tashlomi Rivua. Hence, if I hurt somebody, then I'm chayiv to pay for their medical expenses. Ki ha-Torah lo tismuch dina al anisim. Kasher amra, ki lo yechtal evyo mikarav ha-aretz. Right? Just like we don't say, oh, you don't have to get stuck up, because if you're poor, it's because Hashem wants you to be that way. Midato shekenia. Aval bertzos Hashem darke ish, ein lo esik b'raifim. But regarding a more perfected person, there's no asek berofim. Oh. I should point out, by the way, that remember we read how the Ramban learned that pasuk in Divrei Hayamim as saying that he had two chataim. A, he went to doctors. B, he didn't go to the Navi. Not everybody reads the pasuk that way. And if you just take a look at the Bach over here in the same halacha in Yardesh Shin Lamed Vav, which is talking about Refuah, he doesn't learn like the Ramban. He writes, Vada Amar Kra B'Difrei Hayamim Eitzel Asa V'gam B'Chayolo D'Rashas Hashem Ki B'Rofim D'Mashma D'Otzel Esrapos Miyad HaRofe B'Maka Abba B'Dei Shemayim Yeshlomer D'Lefi Shelo Darsh B'Hashem Klal. His Avera was that he wasn't Darish Hashem at all. Ki imbe rofim bilvad, only rofim, lakach nenash, aval imbatach b'Hashem shishlach lo refuah yidei rofim. Had Asa had bitachol that Hashem would make the doctor the shaliach, mutter ledrosh b'rofim, afilu b'makah b'bidei shemayim, then it's mutter even l'chatchila. V'kach nagu b'chol gvul Yisrael. This is the minug. In other words, here the Bach is saying the minug is not like the Rabban. Tzadikim will also be Darish Hashem, but they also go to doctors. And as I said, I think even in a Ramban, Lemaisa, I don't think that the Ramban would necessarily say that almost anybody should not go to doctors. Again, maybe for the Chassid Gamor Hadavik Belokav Tamid Veloy Pareit Hidabek Machshav Tobo, but certainly, on a practical level, Ramban is not advocating not going to doctors, but Ramban is telling us something very, very important, which is, again, that a tzaddik gamur legabe refuah wouldn't seek a doctor. And again, then we have to go back to the Ramban and Vayishlach and ask, okay, so what's the pshat in Ramban and Vayishlach, right? In Vayishlach, we said that Yaakov was a tzaddik, and he did all types of bitachon. So I think the answer has to be that it's dafka inappropriate for the tzaddik gamur in the realm of a sickness not to go to a doctor, because he should appreciate that Hashem sent him this machla, and therefore the appropriate tikkun would be tshuva. Masha'en kein, when you're dealing with another Baal Bechira, like Esev, the matter is very different. And there, even the Baal Bitachon, like Yaakov Avinu, was correct in doing all forms of ishtadlus. Okay, so now let's go back to the Chazon Ish, which we left off with last time. This is really what I wanted to get to. And let's try to understand the Chazon Ish. So the Ramban, what do we see so far in the Chazon Ish? We saw two things, and we need to figure out how they relate to each other. On one hand, we saw the Chazon Ish in Emuna uBitachon, Perek Beis, who told us that what does Bitachon mean? Bitachon means that a person is absolutely believes that everything comes from Hashem, that there is no such thing as Mikra. So Bitachon doesn't mean that just because you have Bitachon, you'll be saved. We don't know the Drachim of Hashem. But what Bitachon does mean is that you should know that everything that happens to you is coming from Hashem. That's what he said. Beautiful. But we ask that idea seems to be contradicted by what the Chazon Ish says, explaining the Gemara on Bava Basra, Dav Zayin, and Beis Chesmed Aleph. The Gemara there talks about how Chachamim lo tzrichi netirusa, Chachamim don't need to pay for taxes towards the building of the walls of the city. Why? Because their Torah protects them. So we saw the Chazon Ish ask in Bava Basra, how could that be? Don't Chasidim and Tzaddikim also need to do Hishtadlos? You can't rely on Torah protecting you. It's Aser Lamo B'Makom Sakana, for example. That's true even for the Tzaddik. So Tzaddikim shouldn't live in a city without walls. So Ramban said, Taka and Achanami. If you had a city entirely of Tzaddikim and Chasidim, in fact, they would have to build a wall and they'd have to pay for it. However, if they live in a city with non-Chachamim, so the non-Chachamim have to pay for this wall. And the reason is because L'maisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect the Tzaddik. Why? Because it is in fact true, as the Gemara says, that Torah is Megan Alav. The Tzaddik can't rely on that because Ein Samchan Al Anes, but it is true as well that the Torah is Meshamer them, and therefore they are exempt from paying for it. And the law shown that Chazon Ish writes, we saw this last week, is like this. V'acharei she'be'emes Torasa magenes aleihem, ve'enav nisunim tachas mikrei hateva kishar b'nei Adam. Since Hashem, the Torah is megan, and they are not subject to mikrei hateva like other people. In other words, other people are subject to mikrei hateva, and tzaddikim are not. Now, the kasha is that seems to contradict what he says in Emunah Bitachon, Chelek Beis, Perek Beis, where he writes, Inyan HaBitachon Hu HaEmun She'ein Mikra Ba'olam Klal. Sorry, Ve'ein Mikra Ba'olam. V'chol Anas Atachas HaShemesh HaKol Be'achraz Amito Yisbarach. There he says that what is Bitachon? The belief that there is no Mikra at all. So here he says that regular people are nisunim tachas mikra teva, and there he says ein mikra ba'olam. So this seems to be a contradiction. So I'm not sure of the answer. Perhaps what he means is that in Bava Basra, is he's not saying that they are subject to happenstance. Rather, he means to say, that they're protected from common dangers. We should translate when he says that Rabbanan are Torah Samagenas Aleim Ve'enam Nisunim Tachas Mikri HaTeva. That means that they are protected from common dangers, as opposed to saying they're not subject to happenstance, to randomness. Now, there is no mikra. Everything happens for a reason. But regular people are subject to common dangers, and tzaddikim are protected from common dangers. If you have a better answer, let me know. I'm Misukani. There's another problem, another stira that we raised, which in a sense bothered me more. And here we'll try to present an answer. And that is that, remember, the Chazon Ish over here is coming lafuke, a view that says if you have bitachon, you'll automatically be protected and saved. He says that's not what bitachon means. You know, v'haraya, there have been great people, tzaddikim gemurim, that were killed, for example. So do we mean to say they died of sickness? Would we say that, well, that's because they didn't have bitachon? They had bitachon, the Rishayim wouldn't have killed them. Avadimisht. So bitachon doesn't mean that if you have bitachon, you'll be saved. Okay, that makes a lot of sense to us. But that seems to be contradicted by another view, another statement that he says over here in his comments on Bava Basra. Because in his comments on Bava Basra, he says that why is it that tzaddikim are protected? Because they have bitachon. Right? All you do is lashon. Acharei shebe'emes tarasan magenes aleihem. Ve'enem nisunim tachas mikrei hatavak shagnei adam. Ki ashkachasu yisbarach. He lefi midas habitachon. Shademashlech yavo al boro yisbarach. He says that the degree of shmira is dependent on the degree of bitachon. And if you're mashlech yavo al boro yisbarach, if you totally depend on God, then you'll be protected. If you have perfect bitachon, then you'll have absolute shmira. And isn't that the view that he's coming lafuke in Perek Beis of Emuna Bitachon? This is, I think, even a bigger stira. So how do we understand that? How do we understand that? So here I think the answer might be like this. And this is what I was thinking, and I talked to Rav Yaakov Rablowski about it, asked him what he thought, and he had a similar type of answer. Maybe the Chazon Ish is saying that Hashem rewards a person who trusts in him with extra protection. And that's, in fact, the reason why Chachamim are pater from paying taxes on the Shmira, because they have bitachon. What he's coming to preclude in Sefer Munu Bitachon Perek Beis is the idea that trust alone assures protection. And that the Ramban is, that the Chazon Ish is saying it's wrong. A person cannot say, oh, if you have bitachon, 100% sure you'll be saved. It might be 99% sure you'll be saved. I don't want to put a number, but it's not 100% sure. And that's what is balafuke. So avade, the Chazon Ish agrees that someone with bitachon will be protected by dint of his bitachon. But it's not a havtacha gemura. And someone who thinks that there's a havtacha gemura, that's totally wrong. And because if it was, then yeah, how could you ever have these tzaddikim who died, who were killed? No. Hashem never said that if you have bitachon, you'll be saved. That's not true. But I think it still might be true that if you have bitachon, you'll be zocha to extraordinary shmira. It's just not a guarantee. It's not 100%. And, you know, we asked last time, how would the Chazon Ish read the Psukim in Yirmiyahu? Because Yirmiyahu Psukim seem to say that if you have bitachon, everything is going to turn out great. So if you take the other mahalich and bitachon, the mahalich that the Chazon Ish is coming to reject, then it's pashut. The Psukim Yirmiyahu say, if you have bitachon, well, yirek yavo ra, you're not going to see any bad. But if you learn like the Chazon Ish, how do you explain the Psukim in Yirmiyahu? And the answer is no, because even the Chazon Ish agrees that if you have bitachon, then you're provided with shmira. It's just not guaranteed 100%. But of course, mida keneged mida, if you have boteach b'Hashem, Hashem will provide you that shmira. Oh, I thought maybe that this, the Chazon Ish is a similar thing, actually, by the way, and Yana Diyam a little bit, by Shvius, right? We know that Hashem promises a certain level of protection for those who keep Shemitah. So does that mean it's 100%? Or does that mean they don't need Hishtadlos? So the Chazon Ish writes, this is in Shvius Yod Ches Dalet, and I'll put it in the chat. Where did the chat go? Chat disappeared. Oh, here we go. Okay. So this is the Chazon Ish from Shvius. Chazon Ish writes, "Hadachsiv etzidisi lacham esbirchasi." Right. What about the psukim that promise divine bounty upon the observance of Shemitah? V'avtachazu afshashi ramachet lekach. I skipped a little bit, as you can see. No, it's not a 100% unconditional havtacha. There's a promise that there'll be more shefa. There's more bracha, but chet could be goreim that it's still not going to be working out. The gama bracha ena ela l'kol Yisrael. Aval al yachid yachal l'kos b'shvil chaveiro. It's also not a guarantee for every individual. It's for Klal Yisrael, like we saw in the Ramban. Skipping again. V'lo amra taira lismoch al habracha lihimana mehe eshtadlos mechuyeves b'darki ha-teva. The Torah never says you could be so mechal hanes. So when it comes to Shvius, can a person go ahead and say, okay, you know, everything's going to be great. I don't have to do any ishtablos. No. The psukim shouldn't be read as saying there's 100% guarantee that everything is going to be exactly like you want when you observe Shvius. And likewise, the psukim in Yirmiyahu that say that if you're boteach b'Hashem, it's all going to be great, also shouldn't be read that way. Now, so this is what we're saying to explain the Chazon Ish in Bava Basra. But is there a remez to this in the Chazon Ish in Emuna Bitachon? Because like we said over there, there he's coming with Ora Lafuke, this idea. So not only, I think, is it not a stira, but I think at the very end of Perek Beis of Emuna Bitachon, again, I hope that you had a chance to read the whole Perek, you see this as well. And I just sent you the piece. This is, again, from the end of Perek Beis in Emuna Bitachon. What does he write over there? Yesh od midas ha-bitachon, ki al boteach shore ruach ha-kodesh u-mislave ima ruach oz ha-mevasro ki amnam yazreo Hashem. The boteach rests upon him, a ruach Hashem that tells him everything is going to be great. Hashem is going to help you. Very interesting. The Rambam in Nevuchim says a similar thing when he talks about Shimshon. Another time we could talk about that. Anyway, ukimo she'amar David ha-melech al v'shalom, im tachaneh alay mechaneh, lo yirali bi, im takum alay mechama, v'gomer. V'zeh, inyan mischalef lefimailas ha-boteach, v'rav kacho. He's explaining, how is David so confident? How is he so confident? Im tachaneh alay mechaneh, lo yirali bi, im takum alay mechama, zosin v'boteach ha-shalom yirashem. Who gave him that confidence? The answer is that's part of the Ma'ilav Bitachon. That was a Ruach Hashem that came on him, that told him it's going to be good. But he concludes over here with the very line, very important line, which is, Zeh inyan mischalif lefi mailas haboteach v'rov kacho. meaning to say that the more bitachon you have, the more of that shmira and confidence you'll have. So you see here, the Chazon Ish isn't coming to say that bitachon is irrelevant in terms of shmira. Avada, even the Chazon Ish thinks that bitachon is very relevant in terms of shmira. He's just saying that it's not 100% sure. And how relevant is it? That depends very much on the madrega of bitachon. And this is the idea, I think, that we are seeing in the Ramban as well. That's why we started with Ramban. I know we're way over time, so we're not going to go back and show the parallels between the Chazon Ish and the Ramban. But the reason why we started with Ramban is, I think, because the Ramban's Mahalich is very much helpful in understanding the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish is helpful in helping us understand the Ramban. What we didn't have a chance to do today is to sort of discuss the shita that the Chazon Ish is Bala Fuke. If you had a chance to look in that chapter I gave you from Michtav Eliyahu, you'll see over there, he starts off by the reverse. He starts off that he says, like, the standard Mahalich is what the Chazon Ish says, but there's a higher Madrega. He talked about Nevardik. And really, there's a lot that I want to say about that. But we don't really have time now. And it's a Madrega to sort of know that it exists, but it's really a Madrega that's probably not very shaykh for us. I think the Madrega that's more shaykh for us to strive for is the Bitachon as defined by the Chazon Ish. So I guess we'll have to leave it at that. We'll pick up Be'ezras Hashem next semester with a continuation of our discussion about Hashkacha, but really next time I want to get back to the Rishonim. I want to look at the Ramban again and the Ramban more carefully and try to understand what the Rishonim say about Hashkacha. But Be'ezras Hashem, again, that'll be after we get back. The very first week after we get back, we're going to though have a unusual session, a special session with a guest speaker. We're going to have Rabbi Jachter talk to us. I know many of you, I'm sure, know Rav Chaim Jachter. And we're going to talk about a topic that many of you have requested to me, which is not really the goal of this year. The goal of this year is to learn Sugyos in Machshava. But it's an important skill to have. You know, what happens? Sometimes you're speaking to people and they have questions. They have critiques. They have challenges to Kari Emunah. How do we respond to those challenges? I guess it's important for us to know by ourselves and also in terms of how to respond to others who have those challenges. They're both true, both for ourselves and also Begeder Dam Al Hashiv. Rabbi Jachter wrote a book on this topic, and we're going to sort of talk about that together. So that's going to be the first year when we get back in January. But in the meantime, I want to first of all wish you much hatzlacha on b'china. You should have a wonderful Shabbos. You should have a good Bein HaSemesterim. And keep on learning Machshava, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful Shabbos. Rabbi, I wanted to ask you.
Thank you, Rabbi, having a
Shabbos. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos.
Yeah. Just a quick technical question. If you said that.